Okay, call together the Finance and Audit Committee meeting on March 15th, 2022, starting at 5:02 p.m. Stand for the pledge. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Be seated.
Roll call, Director Wargo.
Here.
And we currently do not have another director on the Finance and Audit Committee, but we'll be reorganizing the board tonight, so. Alvin Louis, General Manager, absent. Okay.
So, if you turn to your
financials tab in your board packet, on the first page we have the balance sheet, and on line 3 we have the checking and savings, and then on line 5 we have the LAIF account. And those combined came out to $1,165,969. And then the total liabilities was at $774,376, and that's on line 31. All right, any questions on that page? Okay, go on to the next page, the profit and loss. And year to date is at 67% of the year. So I'm going to point out a few that stand out, but if you have any other questions, feel free to point them out, and I should have a description on why it's over or under. On line 10, we have new account fees, water bills. This account represents the fees to set up a new utility account. These fees are currently at $20 for residential accounts and $65 for construction accounts. These fees are hard to predict and can trend over or under budget. Year-to-date is currently at 44%. I'm going to point out line 14, standby fees, tax revenue. This accounts for standby fees, access to all parcels in the district. The minimum fee is $5 per acre and can be more depending on the location and nature of the parcel. The bulk of these receipts often occur around January and May and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend over or under budget. So May is coming up, so there should be more activity then. And then now down to expenses. On line 39, we have the total payroll and benefits. This summarizes the district's total payroll expenses. The year-to-date is currently at 66%. So some of those lines are a little over, some are a little under, but overall the total payroll and benefits is a little bit under budget. Did you have any questions on that page?
Yeah, line 13.
Basic facility fees. So these fees are charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature, but we did have 2 3-quarter meter installations in July, 1 in August, 1 in December, and 1 in January.
I remember that number being so high last month.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if it was, well, yeah, it must have been that high because we haven't had any activity this month in that line, but I do remember it was several 100%. I was thinking it was 500, but... Yeah, it's budgeted really low
just because you never know what it's going to be. But
we ended up getting a lot of new activity this year. So on to the next page. We have operational expenses. So on line 43, we have meters. This account includes the cost of meter repairs and meter testing, and year-to-date is currently at 34% of the budget. That one's kind of hard to predict, too, because you never know how many meters you're going to have to buy throughout the year. On line 45, we have utilities, wells. This account includes the electricity costs relating to the district wells and pumping activity, and year-to-date is currently at 74%. Of the budget due to increased consumption during the first half of the fiscal year. Down to line 60, supplies and equipment. So that one is at 100% of the budget. This account includes the supply and equipment purchases for the district office. It's currently at 100% due to the timing of bulk billing material purchases. So we ordered a bunch of billing statements and envelopes to last for throughout the year, and that's why it's at 100%. Down to line 64, printing and publications. This account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. Year to date is currently at 6% of the budget. So it's due to the timing of expenses, but also it was budgeted a lot higher than what we intended to.
We haven't publicized anything.
Yeah. But I don't know if you saw, but we replaced the bulletin board at the office. So that's some of the cost for that is going to be under that. It should still be a lot under budget, but those costs went in that account. Did you have anything else to, any other questions on this page? Moving on to the final page. Line 85, employee uniforms. This account includes employee uniform purchase and reimbursements. Year to date is currently at 22% of the budget. We did buy some more uniforms this month though, so it'll you'll see more activity next on the next board meeting. Down to line 87, tractor expenses. This account includes tractor repair and maintenance expenses. Year to date is currently at 94% of the budget due to the $1,000 charge for backhoe maintenance performed in July and then the $1,600 charge for hydraulic line repairs in September. That was at 94% of the budget. Down to line 93, grant and loan processing fees. This account includes the loan fee from Bank of New York. Year to date is currently at 95% due to the timing of annual payment, which actually came in 5% below budget. So there shouldn't be any more costs in that line, and we came out under budget. And then besides that, on line 112, the net income and loss. So year to date, As of February 28th, the fiscal year to date net income was at $257,044. Did you have any other questions besides that on the final page? Okay. And did you have any questions about the finances besides what's in the profit and loss?
Income before
Now we're in the positive. So before, like not including the capital projects, our total income is at the $437,426. But then once you count all the capital and everything, it comes out to
$257,044. Yeah, and where was interest, like the penalties and interest? Is that just went up to like $9,000, right? Or is that going to be revealed next time?
Yeah, so if you go on the first page of the profit and loss, it's on line 9, penalty fees, and I think that's counting, so that counts late fees, incident fees, door tag fees, and other penalty charges. But are you talking about in the manager report? It was a little more than that.
Yeah.
That was up to date of when the report was written, uh-huh. So there was more.
It'll catch up next.
Yeah.
So are we... I guess my only question is, with the penalties, the first, what, the first month we open it up, we're at 9 grand. So is it people who had a balance are now being charged interest on that, and that's where those income's coming from?
Yeah, some people who had a balance. There are some who had penalties from a year ago and they hadn't paid their bills. So when they pay the bills, it shows as income towards the penalties.
Okay.
Or 2 years ago, I guess it's been now. And then, yeah, some people who just didn't pay their bill in time. Like,
so how long until we're shutting off tax accounts?
Actually, we did start shutoffs. There was some people who got shut off, but they have paid since then. So I think we only have one shutoff right now.
Okay. Those are all my questions. We're on the Finance and Audit Committee at 5:12 p.m. March 15th. Oh, it's the Ides of March, isn't it?
Yeah, going fast.
Ah.
Daylight savings and everything.
Yeah. That's throwing me off.